This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, December 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Delta Tunnel Plan enters litigation phase. Vilsack touts U.S. role at COP28 and FEED Act introduced in the House. Newsom's Delta Tunnel readies for environmental battles. The Newsom administration has finalized its plan for a Delta Tunnel project. The Department of Water Resources will soon certify the environmental impact report, teeing up the public review process for agencies to consider permits, a critical hurdle for any construction project in California. Upgrading the conveyance system through the Delta allows the State Water Project to take bigger gulps during high-flow events. That was a concern last January when storms unloaded the first big rains in California, but the skies cleared for weeks after, and many feared a return to drought. Despite the onslaught of atmospheric rivers that followed, Governor Newsom said on Friday the state did not have the infrastructure to fully take advantage of the exceptionally wet year. DWR stressed that Newsom's single tunnel plan is significantly smaller than the controversial twin tunnel concept developed under the Brown administration. A smaller design means less of an impact to farm fields in the path of construction, dropping it from about 3,500 acres impacted to about 2,400. Keep in mind, the initial idea was to upgrade the conveyance system with a peripheral canal that would have delivered three times the water as Newsom's plan. Remember, Newsom last summer pressed lawmakers to pass a package of bills to fast-track reviews and court battles for major infrastructure projects. Environmental groups and Stockton area Democrats came out in full force against one of the bills, SB 149. They raised alarms that it would allow the administration to avoid environmental reviews for the tunnel project. And the strategy worked. Newsom excluded the tunnel in the legislation to get the bills across the finish line. That means the site's reservoir project has benefited from a streamlined review process, but the tunnel could get mired in years of litigation and bureaucratic red tape. Environmental interests and sport fishing groups on Friday blasted the tunnel as a corporate agribusiness ploy to boost profits at the expense of Southern California ratepayers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack says U.S. flipped the script for American agriculture at the COP meeting. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack pronounced himself pleased with the U.S. efforts at the COP28 climate change meeting in Dubai, citing in particular a declaration signed by 152 countries outlining, quote, the steps that need to be taken in order to ensure that we can produce the food necessary to meet the nutritional needs of the world now and in the future, that in light of a changing climate. The declaration, he said in a call with reporters yesterday, is, quote, very, very consistent with what USDA and the Biden-Harris administration and United States farmers and ranchers have been engaged in. And in fact, I would say that in this COP28, we flipped the script for American agriculture. Vilsack said other countries expressed interest in USDA's $300 million effort to, quantify the impact of conservation practices on greenhouse gas emissions and carbon sequestration, and particularly, quote, the willingness of the Department of Agriculture in the U.S. to share information with the world as to what we learned. FAO releases roadmap to cut greenhouse gas emissions from ag and food systems. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has released an ambitious roadmap to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from, quote, agri-food systems that below the 1.5 degree Celsius threshold set by the 2016 Paris Agreement. In particular, FAO says it wants to reduce methane emissions 25% by 2030 compared to 2020 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2035. It also wants to transform ag and food systems into a carbon sink by 2050. Actions targeting the livestock sector should prioritize enhancing the efficiency of production, particularly among low productivity producers. While livestock, quote, serves as a crucial source of high-quality protein and essential micronutrients and is vital for normal development and good health, especially within vulnerable or remote communities, the sector also directly contributes 26% of all agri-food system emissions, including enteric fermentation and manure, the report says. By the way, the roadmap came 2 days after another FAO report looking at how to reduce emissions from livestock. FAO Deputy Director General Maria Helena Semedo said solutions such as improving animal health, breeding practices, reducing food loss and waste, and directly targeting greenhouse gas emissions have the potential to provide multiple benefits for people and the planet, but they require investment in the sector to narrow efficiency gaps while meeting an increased global demand for animal protein. House members introduce Innovative Feed Act to upgrade FDA regulations. Many animal feed additive products with potential nutritional and environmental benefits end up in an expensive and long drug regulation review process. The Innovative Feed Enhancement and Economic Development Act, or Innovative Feed Act, introduced by a bipartisan group of House members last Thursday, would establish a zootechnical animal food substance category for Food and Drug Administration to consider new products rather than the currently required animal drug pathway. The bill has already been introduced in the Senate. The American Feed Industry Association is urging Congress to give FDA the ability to evaluate these new products within the agency's existing food additive petition process. Dozens of countries have already safely approved and started using these feed ingredients on farms, resulting in improved animal production, well-being, reduced pre-harvest food safety concerns, and a smaller environmental footprint, the AFIA says. Lead House co-sponsors include Representatives Greg Pence, an Indiana Republican, Republican from Indiana, Jim Baird, as well as Kim Schreier, a Washington Democrat, and Angie Craig, a Minnesota Democrat. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I didn't hear much about that. I did hear about the important role that strategies for methane reduction can play in making the current livestock industry sustainable, and a recognition that there is a need and will be a continually growing need for more protein. That's the word of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, asked on a press conference call yesterday whether he had heard much talk at COP28 about reducing meat consumption as a climate strategy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.